For the last 4.5 years, I've spent every Tuesday night in a bar. The bar is a great little place in downtown Philadelphia that sticks to its guns, bar-wise. It is a no-frills tap room with cold beer and good basic bar food. It's the kind of bar that I like, and certainly did before I was obligated to be there every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Why am I there every Tuesday night at the appointed time? I am a quizmaster. If you've been around the Philadelphia area, or you know, pay any attention to advertisements that are going on in bars and little tap rooms, there's a phenomenon called Quizzo. It's a game. It's a pub quiz, sort of a trivial game that is played usually on a slow night of the week to draw in customers. There are many places in the U.S. that now have pub quizzes. But Philadelphia has a flourishing Quizzo culture that I doubt exists anywhere else in the United States. People do leave one bar's quiz as soon as they can to run to another bar's quiz. Some people follow a circuit, and some places have evolved into hold championships. Me, I'm a purist. And as a player and quizmaster, it's given me a front row seat to a little subculture. The Quizzo Underground. For those not familiar with the game, it's a simple trivia quiz consisting of a number of rounds of questions scored after each round. Some games have themed rounds, some are general trivia, but if you've seen Jeopardy, you get the basic idea. My game consists of 3 rounds of 11 questions of general trivia each, with the 11th question being an optional bonus question that can add or subtract multiple points from your score. It is a written quiz, and answer sheets are handed out. Shouting out answers is strongly discouraged because, you know, people are competing here. Shouting out answers quickly becomes trivia anarchy. The prizes are pretty basic, but most usually are gift certificates for food or drink at the bar, or simply a set amount of money off that particular night's bar tab, which is almost the same thing. Some places hand out cash, which I had to strongly discourage when I talked to the bar owner. The competitiveness gets pretty thick, and cash prizes would just be gratuitous chum to the competitive sharks. Some newbies resort to cell phones, Blackberries, or the newest threat to trivia integrity, the iPhone. Aside from the general repulsiveness inherent in cheating, other teams are quick to let me know about any unfair shenanigans. And besides, let's face it, people who resort to those kind of sneaky tricks, with their hands furtively working the web underneath a table, know that they don't know much, and have never yet won, at least at my quiz. The two things other quizmasters I know are most tight-lipped about are how much they're paid and where they get their question. I won't mention what I get, but I can honestly say that I write my own questions. This is not to say I don't mind lifting a tasty question when I run across one or take somebody's suggestion. My wife usually gives me some questions each week, and I certainly use those, or at least the subject she suggested. But the vast majority of the questions, for better or worse, are all mine. Writing questions means researching them, and I really do, but on the questions where wording was ambiguous, or, God forbid, questions where I just had the answers flat out wrong, I have to abjectly apologize. Boy, I have had to grovel, and it's much worse if you flub a question in the 3rd round after people have been drinking for a couple of hours. Although one can play alone, most people play in teams. Teams give themselves witty or smart-alecky names, and usually manage to cohere around a core group, which meets every week. The great thing about a team is even someone who swears they're no good will have an answer that nobody else has buried in their memories. It leads to discussion and laughter and friendly bickering. It's what a team is about. And when I played, that was the main appeal to me. It was simply a good excuse to get together with friends and drink beer around a common purpose. And my mind is like a school desk with old bits of gum underneath it. Some things just stick. And it does feel good when some seemingly useless piece of information pops out at the right time. United Mine Workers, John L. Lewis. Baby's Got Back, Sir Mix-a-Lot. All Green Flag, Libya. You see what I mean? Our team was called the Blind Squirrels, after the old saying that even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. We were pretty good, and won that bar's quiz reasonably often, but winning was something we could take or leave. Don't get me wrong, we really like to win. Everybody likes to win. But I learned that insistently pressing one's answer, even when you knew you were right, was more than I was willing to fight about among friends. Even when egos clashed, I was there to have a good time. And maybe I was a little passive-aggressive. I got more credibility next time I pumped an answer if I was right and let it go. So I know what it means to want to win, but in the end I realized it's a bar game. It's not as if anyone on our team was a stranger to bars and hated being there. Hell, where do you think I met these people? We would groan over our mistakes if we lost, apologize to each other for bum answers, and probably order another pitcher. But some teams are so used to winning, or so used to not being wrong, that things heat up. Some people mistake this bar game for a classroom or a courtroom and present long arguments between rounds about how their answers are technically right or that I am just flat-out wrong in cheating them of points. People have thrust their iPhones into my face, hurled newspapers and books at me, more often just cursed me and called me an idiot. And worse. One guy, who no longer brings his team in, really, really hated to be wrong. For instance, a bonus question was once what the national anthem of China was. The real answer is March of the Volunteers, but during the Cultural Revolution, the song The East is Red was often substituted. His team alone answered the bonus question, and he was the only team from whom I had to deduct points. He was livid, insisting that The East is Red is the Chinese national anthem and that I was wrong. He didn't mention anything after he'd looked it up the next week. This same guy questioned me after I had asked a question that had been in the news about how much Warren Buffett had given to the Gates Foundation that week. I was actually right, but he threw a copy of the New York Times in my face the next week that indicated a larger number, although the paragraphs below actually backed me up. As I said, he doesn't come by anymore. Sports questions in my quiz are few and far between, and it's only because of the reaction I get from boozed-up sports guys. I got so tired of drunk guys screaming at me, "No, you're wrong, you're fucking wrong, it was Moses Malone, you fucking idiot, you're fucking wrong, you piece of shit," and things like that. Drunk sports guys will argue about the shape of a basketball, so unfortunately I have to leave most of those questions out. I try to vary my quiz with politics, history, science, pop culture, and so on, but there are some really good teams out there. I find myself trying to throw these really good teams just to allow the other teams to win the prizes, because winners are more likely to come back. The good teams are usually sanguine about not winning, but some teams will scratch and claw and accuse me of malfeasance and sloppiness and idiocy. These cocky teams come in, and as one quizzo guy I know mentioned to me, expect to get paid. And they do, relatively often. But I find myself a little disheartened and a little sad for those teams. I've only rarely said over the microphone what runs through my head when wrestling with someone. It's a bar game. If you don't win, are you really going to cry about it? Is it really that important to you? And some people are so frighteningly good in trivia and so tied up in this that they show up to beat me. There's a guy who comes to my quiz almost every week who is phenomenal, and he causes me to skew the questions to a much more difficult level than I would normally have to. The two pieces of advice that have always stuck with me in this are, number one, you're not trying to beat the audience. And number two, the easiest question in the world to write is a nearly impossible question. This guy playing is like Michael Jordan playing pickup games for cash. I'm glad he likes to play, but he likes winning the bar game so much that he's caused other teams to leave because they have little chance of ever winning. He plays at least two other games in town and comes to my game from another game as soon as it's done. I've shook my head about this before, and now he refuses to talk to me, happy just to have his team take the prize and personally leave before the prize is given out. There's nothing I can do about this, but sometimes pull the quiz in strange directions to try and allow other teams a shot at winning. But I can't pull it too far out of shape. He seems to be happy and satisfied to have other teams stop coming so that he wins a bar game every week. I really do hope he's happy and satisfied about it anyway. So if you find yourself at the corner of 10th and Locust Streets in Philadelphia on a Tuesday night, come on in. The quiz doesn't cost anything, and most people who play it have a good time. And if you do have a good time and beat the teams that are just there to get paid, I would be very happy to hand you the gift certificate. Really happy.